Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell.
Hey, Mark.
Hello. You feeling a little sleepy, Mike?
I am a little sleepy, but I'm breathing clearly, and to my knowledge, I don't snore or have any signs of obstructive sleep apnea, which
I think you're not the person to ask whether you snore. I just want to say that. Most snorers have no idea.
Well, but we would be told after this many years.
Probably.
One of the causes of snoring is obstructive sleep apnea, characterized by repetitive collapsing of the upper airway during sleep. Listeners probably are aware that untreated obstructive sleep apnea, sometimes called OSA, has lots of consequences and some bad clinical associations, including sort of being tired all the time during the day and impaired function, but also an increased risk of cardiovascular disease and even mortality. We treat OSA in order to resolve these symptoms and signs and to improve people's quality of life. We tend to measure some of our outcomes by how they're feeling and whether they normalize their oxyhemoglobin, sat levels, etc. OSA is considered chronic. It requires long-term multidisciplinary management. Often it can be treated with masks, occasionally surgery. Some guidelines recommend that all patients diagnosed with OSA should be offered positive airway pressure as initial therapy. But the question is, does it reduce adverse cardiovascular outcomes? Does it decrease mortality? You found an article published in JAMA 2017. It begins on page 156. It actually addresses the question, does positive airway pressure for adults with sleep apnea reduce cardiovascular disease, morbidity, and mortality? Does it, Mark?
No, it doesn't look that way.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk with you again next week.
Yeah, there was a recent SAVE trial, which was published in the past year or so and found no cardiovascular event or mortality benefit. That was the biggest, best trial to date. This is a meta-analysis looking at all of the published trials that have evaluated or compared CPAP compared with standard care or sham CPAP in adults with either obstructive or central sleep apnea, mostly obstructive sleep apnea. This was a really well-done meta-analysis. They used all the standard high-quality approaches to abstracting the data and analyzing the data. They didn't find any. They looked for publication bias, and they didn't find any evidence of that were, you know, unpublished negative trials is what they're looking for. And overall, they found pretty good homogeneity between studies. So they found a total of 10 studies with not quite 7,300 patients. The overall risk of bias was low to medium, which is good. That's about as good as you'll find. All of the studies concealed allocation to groups, and all of the masked outcome assessment, which is also great. Obviously, masking to CPAP is very difficult. Some did try to use a sham CPAP, but I'm not sure how convincing that would be. Overall, they found no significant association between the use of CPAP and either major adverse cardiovascular events, cardiovascular mortality, or all-cause mortality. And this didn't vary with the length of follow-up, the adherence to the CPAP, or the baseline severity of the sleep apnea. Now, they did find that use of CPAP was significantly associated with improvement in sleepiness, reducing sleepiness and improving quality of life. So bottom line is the use of CPAP for sleep apnea definitely seems to improve sleepiness and quality of life, but it does not reduce adverse cardiovascular events or mortality. There are good reasons to use it and good reasons for patients to consider it, but we don't have to believe that doing so will somehow prevent cardiovascular events.
That's interesting. I mean, these sleep labs, at least in my community, have popped up all over the place. A sleep evaluation is exceedingly expensive, and it does seem that whatever the finding, the recommendation is to get these facial CPAP masks. From a clinical perspective, I'll probably continue to recommend it because the authors are suggesting that it definitely improves quality of life.
Yeah, and I think that's the reason to use it. If their sleep apnea is, in the sort of mild to moderate range and it's not affecting their quality of life, some physicians have advocated for using CPAP because they say, well, even though you're not too bothered by it, it'll reduce your risk of having a heart attack or a stroke. And that turns out not to be true.
We'll talk again next week. Thanks, Mark. Good advice.
All right. Sounds good.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.